Oh, nice.
I will now only podcast from a reclined position.
Dallin has bought himself the chair of a chieftain.
The chair of chairs.
The chair of chairs. He is king of this home in this chair.
I am.
The chair of a king.
Do whatever I say sitting in this chair.
You have throned yourself.
Like, I've sat in that chair that I got from Costco for years now.
Let us preface.
Edited no, so many hold videos.
Hold on.
Let us. Worked.
Well, I can reach your foot now.
Yeah. Worked so long in that chair all day, every day, day by day.
Can we
by
preface
day.
This by saying there has never been a rule that you could not buy whatever chair you wanted?
Yeah, honey, you said I could only buy that one and get a new one in 5 years.
I never said that.
Just kidding.
Did I say that?
Yeah, no, I don't like spending money on stuff like a chair if my other one works fine. But I finally, after seeing this Instagram ad 20 times.
I love when you're such a liar. Literally, we got home from our trip and Dallin was like, I think I'm going to need to buy a Porsche.
No, I would Turo it. But as I was looking at Porsches, I was like, I would, as soon as, if I got this, I wouldn't want to trust anybody else to buy it.
No.
Or to drive it. Never. So I am not buying a Porsche because my ideas of funding it from lending it out to others, I just don't think I'd be able to do it.
Also, to be clear, Dallin.
Also, I don't really want to spend that money.
There's not a rule that says Dallin can't have a Porsche. I do have a car rule. And it has ruined Dallin's life. But the rule is everyone only gets one car.
I really don't want to spend money on two cars.
I know.
And I really think I like having a truck the best.
I know. But I just,
someday when Bitcoin goes to $1 million.
I literally get texts from your friends asking me to allow you to get a car. A Porsche. They literally text me. So something tells
all
me.
All the Porsches I want are too much money.
I know.
I don't want to. I don't. Want to just pay that much money for a car.
It's really hard.
It's like the cost of a condo or a small house. And I don't want to spend that much money. I don't have that much money to spend on a car.
I'll keep working until you can have one.
Will you
one.
Please keep doing more sponsored
I'll keep making Instagram videos
posts.
Of myself. Recording every moment of my life until you can have a car.
Thanks. I'll ask Ninja if we can test out the Ninja Creamy, the Ninja Blender. Lots of other Ninja seems to really like us, and we really like them.
We've done the Ninja Combi.
Combi.
Tell me one thing about a combi, really quick.
Which one do I pick? It's 14-in-1. It's a cooker. It's an oven. It's an air fryer.
Can do everything. So great. What else do we do from Ninja? The Ninja.
We did the outdoor fire grill.
Oh yeah.
And smoker.
Every time they ask if they can we can sponsor them or they sponsor us. I forget what it is. We always assume they're sending us a vacuum. And every time we've been so surprised when we got like a literal smoker.
Yeah.
An outdoor
Ninja
mini grill
just
smoker.
Makes so many different things.
We just always think they're going to send us a vacuum. Mm-hmm. Don't they have a vacuum? Or is that does Ninja own Shark?
I think so. There's a Ninja Shark vacuum.
Every time though, we're like, we'll do the Creamy.
Haven't gotten sponsored for the Creamy yet. Maybe someday.
I'm convinced that is the loudest machine you could own. If you own,
I've never used one.
If you own a Ninja Creamy, will you write to us and give us like a real review? Does it sound like a wheat grinder? Because I've owned a wheat grinder. I just watch the TikToks and you can tell the volume's taken way down in the part where it's grinding frozen ice and frozen fruit together.
Naturally.
It cannot be quiet.
That's a kind of a loud thing. Anyways, we just got back from Disney World.
We did, and it was so great, and it was so terrible, and mostly great. If you talk to Dallin does this thing where, like, there's like what actually happened, the good and the bad, and Dallin, it like dilutes so quickly. The bad thing happens, and then a second later, he's like, this has been the greatest trip. I only have good memories, and then me. I feel like the bad things stick out more. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I think it traumatized us. I don't know if we had a good time. And you're like, what wasn't good? What wasn't great? It was so great. And you cry when you think about it.
A little bit.
No, like you just remember only the good. And I think I remember the bad.
Well, let's just talk about all the bad stuff for the rest of our life. Why don't
No,
we?
I just remember it. And then I remember the good and the bad. And then I think to myself, was it worth it? And you remember only the good. And then you think to yourself, let's do it 100 more times.
To be fair, I don't know if it was worth it, but I like to remember the good stuff.
And then you're like,
and we focus gotta, on the good we gotta, stuff.
But then you take that information that you selectively remember, and that fuels future decisions.
Look, here we go. I make mistakes. I don't learn from them. I repeat them.
I know. And I'm like,
that's how it works.
I'm like this horse getting pulled behind this wagon. And I'm like, we've done this before. And I don't think it was good. We've done this before. And you're like, giddy up. Like, let's go.
Okay. Let's talk about three of the best things and three of the not so best
things.
Oh,
I was going to say we do the most memorable, the most fun, and the worst.
Okay.
But we can do it your way too.
Most memorable.
For you, for both of us. Well,
okay, for me, it wasn't even at Disney World.
It wasn't even at Disney World.
It was at a cheap theme park 45 minutes down the road at Peppa Pig World.
A lot of people don't even know there's a Peppa Pig World. We went to Disney World and Violet was wearing a Peppa Pig shirt and one of the cast members was like, oh, wow, you should go. What did she say?
Like, you should go to Peppa Pig World if she likes Peppa Pig.
But I don't think she knew it was in Florida, too. I think she thought it was the British one.
She just assumed we didn't know about it. And we were like, oh, yeah, that's where we got it. And she was like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
The story of that memory in my head was that she didn't know there was a Peppa Pig World. But
how would she know to tell us about it?
I don't know. I realized I remembered it wrong as I was saying it back to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Moving on.
So James has loved Peppa Pig forever. And she is 5.5 years old now.
And as the middle child, we did not go.
As the middle child, I just feel like,
when she was in true Peppa Pig bliss, we waited.
She's starting to grow out of Peppa Pig.
So
slowly.
That's why we even went on this trip.
Like, we made sure before she grows out of it, like, she listens to her Peppa Pig Tony every night. She only loves Peppa Pig. She loves watching Peppa Pig on Amazon for years, and I've snuggled her every single night while she falls asleep listening to Peppa Pig.
Okay, wait,
and
I take
that. I associate
back.
Peppa Pig with my love for James so hard.
Heaven knows you would only listen to the Peppa Pig soundtrack over and over and over again if you had an undying love
that
for James.
That soundtrack slaps, okay?
It's actually pretty good. Do your daddy pig voice.
Daddy
pig. That's their favorite
one. That's a good
one.
Yeah.
Structural engineer.
Qualified engineer.
Yeah. I take back that we didn't do this for James because when you said that, I remembered. That's like the reason we went on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
This spring, sometime in the spring, we like looked at each other. We were sitting on the swings in the backyard and I was like, we need to go to Peppa Pig Land before she gets any older or else this won't be magical for her. And we've talked about Peppa Pig Land to her for years.
We've watched YouTube videos of people of Disney influencers or theme park influencers in Florida doing tours.
Daddy
of
Pig's
Pig World.
Daddy Pig's
We've
roller coaster.
Daddy Pig, yeah,
was her like highest life dream for herself.
Looked at the map. She asks me to look at Peppa Pig World map all the time, and so we
and she just kind of there. She's very quiet, and she just kind of has this like small like half smile on her face. Yeah. And she gets like really still and quiet when
James
she looks
keeps
at
things
it.
To herself. George has a way of captivating people
just
and
like
taking
emotes and, emotion
and like you know, garnering attention. And Violet, by nature of being a 2-year-old, requires a lot of attention. James just so often goes with the flow or
she
does what
like,
George wants to do.
I feel like she's a lot like me. Like, she never has competed for attention.
Yeah. So it was just something that really special that we did for James, and she was so happy all day.
Unfortunately, it was literally like 130,000 degrees.
And it was
degrees.
So hot.
It was, and we're from St. George, and I truly have never been as hot as I was in Florida.
We've experienced heat, but that was only like 95, 96.
It was only
but
96
it felt
degrees.
So hot.
So hot.
It's like I was baking in a
Georgia
in an oven with like a giant tray of water that was also in the oven. And it was.
Oh, it was like sous vide.
It was
like Kevin's.
It's sous vide.
It's sous vide, Dallin.
Dr. Seuss meat.
It was really hot. But it was
so hot.
Peppa Pig Land was actually, I think, some of George's favorite too. Like, George was not too old for Peppa Pig Land. He, like, if you have a kid who's a little bit older, but who has like crippling anxiety when it comes to like new experiences or scarier rides,
yeah,
Peppa Pig Land was just like a
great introduction,
a balm of like calm energy for George.
Yeah.
Like do you remember the dinosaur ride? You like sit on this merry-go-round dinosaur and it just like takes you on this trail through the park.
He's like, guys, there's a volcano coming up.
Takes like 5 minutes because it goes so slow.
Yeah, and then there's a air-conditioned room with Peppa Pig playing on the TV if you ever want to go take a break from the sun.
Crazy body odor smells, and I cannot, I don't even like sitting in movie theater chairs because my brain can't be like, it can't stop saying things like, how many people's heads have touched
this
chair?
That's why I sat on the bench. I didn't want to sit on those beanbags that other sweaty people have been sitting on for months.
Plus, like, I don't know, did you have lice in your school growing up?
Never.
Okay, like my elementary, I don't know if it's like Georgia, but lice runs rampant in elementary schools in Georgia, or the ones I taught at and the one I attended. And they do in-class lice checks like monthly, where every kid in the class lines up and the teacher takes like a pencil and like combs through your hair with it to look for lice eggs. Wow. And then if you have lice, you go out the door with the nurse and everyone knows you're the lice kid, and you don't come back to school for 3 days because you have to like cleanse your scalp.
Lice kid.
No, like my sister got terrible lice in high school, and she had to, we went to, there's like businesses, this special lice business, and they have these fine tooth combs and they have mint shampoo. And it's a way of like getting rid of lice that you can't get rid of with the shampoo, like the special Nix shampoo won't kill it. So they like literally like hand remove like monkeys every bug out of your head.
Gross. I'm really glad I never dealt with that.
That's all I could. I think that's where my fear of sitting in public chairs comes from.
Probably.
Yeah. And which, full circle, I didn't sit in the beanbags. All right. And all I could think about in that room was lice.
Yeah. Probably was a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We didn't eat food from there, but we did get a
muddy puddle.
It was like
shake.
Warm ice cream, but it was still thick. No idea what kind of additives make it do that.
Remind you of the Costco strawberry? Costco has the new strawberry ice cream, and remember we got it, and it's this really thick.
It's got the texture of ice cream, even if it's not cold, and it's weird. It's like the new Frosties from Wendy's too that suck.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's got a weird mouth taste. Like it kind of like, it just like doesn't melt in your mouth like you expect ice cream to. It just kind of, you just kind of swallow it.
Yeah.
Like the whole chunk of ice, it's like a scoop in your mouth and it doesn't melt.
Yeah.
But I get why they do it, because it's 1,000,000,000 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Necessary, probably.
Okay.
So that was the most meaningful. That was what we were asking, the most meaningful. That's the first thing we're talking about.
No, that's not your moment. What's your moment?
Riding Daddy Pig roller coaster with James.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just sitting next to her, looking over at her face.
He can't talk about it. He started crying to his mom the other day on the phone.
Yeah.
It was just this moment with James where, I'm sure we had it with George too, where you just kind of look at them and you realize they're not little anymore and they're like changing into being a big kid. It's kind of like this really sweet and sad moment where you just like, your mind is just like, this is kind of like the end of that chapter.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it felt, that we were kind of like prolonging her little kidhood. And then as we were like driving away out of Peppa Pig Land, we were kind of like, I don't know if we'll ever come back. And then it was just kind of like it just felt like she grew up in that moment from being a little kid to a big kid in our, like how in our heads, we just realized she kind of has grown up. And she's always just been like, George has always been like the older brother and she's always been the little sister. And suddenly she's kind of like the big sister now too. Maybe that's why we never had it with George, because he was always the oldest.
Yeah, we never did. James has been taking care of Violet more.
Yeah.
Like on this trip, she did a lot of caretaking for Violet.
She's really a good sister.
Yeah.
It's really sweet.
Anything we ask James to do to go help Violet, he'll go do.
Trips are really hard and fun, but it's really cool too to see, like, I think the kids could tell like, oh wow, like mom and dad are a little stressed out.
Yeah.
And George and James were just really, really sweet and like would try and help out with Violet, because Violet was sad like 80% of the time. No, like 60. She just like couldn't sleep well. I don't know why Florida didn't agree with her sleeping. And then we didn't have a lot of time to nap because.
Are we talking about the bad part?
No, I was just talking like, I think George and James could tell like we were having a really, like Violet was really struggling and we were like stressed because of her. And they just were always doing these sweet little things. Like George started turning on Violet's show for her. And like George would leave like his little toys in her bed because like their minds thinking like what would help the baby. And it was a lot of really cute things.
Talking in a high pitched voice to her.
Yeah,
like
James
do.
Does that.
And getting toys to help her. Yeah.
James was even like, one time it was so sad. She was like, Dad, I think I'm growing out of my special blanket and I think I want to give it to Violet because she'll love it as much as I do. And we were like, no, you're not allowed to give that to Violet. That's yours forever. Yeah. Should we have let her? I don't know.
What?
Give her blanket to Violet.
Oh.
Violet wouldn't have wanted it though too.
Violet has her own. Yeah, I don't know. They each have their own special Nynites.
That was
George is a blue soft, James is a Nynite, and Violet's is pokey Nynite.
Yeah. That was your most memorable?
Yep, most memorable. Peppa Pig Land. $30 for a day pass.
Per person.
Per person.
It's cheaper online. They were really nice. We went up to buy a ticket.
Yeah, they were going to charge us 50-something at the park, but then the lady was like, you should buy it online real quick because it's way cheaper.
Yep, that was really nice.
Yeah.
Okay, my most memorable, definitely James at Peppa Pig Land, but also George. I think my favorite part was just like, George is such a, he's so like cute and funny with animals. And Florida's basically alive. Like, we woke up and there was a frog on our TV. There was a snake next to our cabin. A hawk lived by our, like, lived in the tree next to our cabin. We saw squirrels. Our kids are from Utah, so they think squirrels are as exciting as, like, a dinosaur.
A turtle in our cabin? Or, a turtle. A frog.
Yeah. We saw turtles. We went looking for alligators. There were so many birds. We saw a pelican, and those are one of our favorite animals. They just, I don't know why they love pelicans. And like every animal we see, George was always like wanting to name it. Oh, we saw turkeys and he named the lizard. I would be like, oh, there's a lizard. It has a curly tail. We should name it Curly. And he was like, nope, I'm going to name him Hooker.
Because it's a hook.
Because it's a hook.
So every time we saw a curly tailed lizard, we called it Hooker.
But he's like, hey, so Hooker. Cute. And he feels like they're his friends and like talks to them. And if he sees it again and he thinks it's the same one, he's like, oh, Hooker came back. And
hey, Hooker. He did that with a dragonfly too. He says, hey, Zip.
Yeah, every Zip, time he sees the dragonfly, dragonfly. Or like says, the hey, turkeys. Zip. He named the turkeys Bob and like Wiggle. And it was all had to do with how their heads go up and down and and bounce or something. It was like,
awesome.
And he always hates my ideas. And his are so like original and funny and literal. I don't know. I just really liked it. Every time we saw an animal, we would like slam on the brakes of the golf cart and go over and look at it. Yeah. It's really cute.
Fun. Also, the safari ride in Animal Kingdom, he was blown away by all the animals.
Uh-huh. Oh, and his favorite...
The Colobus monk.
Because that was another one. At Animal Kingdom, there were Colobus monkeys. And he was like, he really liked them because I was like, George, those have prehensile tails, I think. And then we asked the cast member and she was like, I was impressed you knew what prehensile tails were. And then she said they didn't, but George still decided they were his new favorite animal. For those of you who don't know, prehensile tails are tails that can be used like a limb. Like they're not just for balance. They can like wrap.
Hang from
some
tail.
Monkeys have tails that they can like hang from. They like can hold on to the branch with their tail.
Yeah. Yep. He likes Colobus monkeys.
Do you remember what he named it? I don't know. We recorded it a lot of it. I tried to record each time he named a monkey. I think we have it for the vlog.
Oh,
I'm like, yeah, I'm every time sure. I saw an animal, I was like, record,
we
record.
Recorded it. Yeah. So cute.
So we can get him naming it.
Yeah. Okay. That was most meaningful. What's next? The best?
The moment? Funnest? Like the funnest.
Okay. Mine would be taking George and James on roller coasters. They're finally tall enough to do big kid rides, big boy rides.
James hated
George it. And James did Expedition Everest, which is a huge roller coaster.
James hated it. George James was hated it. George slightly was terrified. Hesitant,
but then decided he really liked it, and then he did it again with you.
He still plugged his ears and closed his eyes the whole time.
Well, he opened them.
But he did have like a cool, fun, cool moments where, because we have five, if it was a roller coaster Violet could go on, like their little ones, he had to sit by himself.
Yeah.
And it was like this really scary thing for him, but also he kind of loved it. And like, after he would say about himself, he kind of like talks to himself sometimes, and he'd be like, just you'd hear him say to himself, looks like I can do any roller coaster out there. Like just feeling so proud of himself.
Yeah. Also the Guardians of the Galaxy.
That was like the best roller coaster.
The coolest roller coaster I've ever
been on. And it was not in the least scary, even though it had some pretty like fast turns and drops.
Huh.
Like even James did not say at all that she was like, she wasn't, you're just on there like smiling the whole time with your eyes wide open. And it feels like it's how I imagine like surfing or flying would feel.
Yeah.
Like it feels so cool.
Cause your chair turns as you're
going. It's like not jarring at all. And it doesn't feel like scary at all somehow.
So smooth.
It just feels fun.
Me and George also did Tron. James is not tall enough for Tron yet. George is barely tall enough. And he loved that. It's you're sitting in a motor on a motorcycle type thing in motorcycle position, leaning forward with your hands on the handlebars. And also Avatar Flight of Passage. They both loved that one.
Tron was when I had my like magical Disney moment where like the cast members like took care of me. I'll just like always remember. I was going on the People Mover while Dallin was on Tron. And I went up and asked the lady in charge of the People Mover line. I was like, how long is this line? I can't see. I couldn't see a time because usually they have the times posted. And she was like, oh, it's like 10, 15 minutes. And I was like, okay. And I like turned around to park the stroller and turned back around to come into the line. And she was like, she could just see like Violet was losing it. And she probably could see in my eyes, like the look of
a single mother,
like the bottom of my tank.
Only in Georgia.
Me at the bottom of my tank.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know what? It's just, what, you guys just come to the front. And she like unclipped the chain and like pulled it apart. And it kind of felt weird because all the people on the other side of the chain were like, wait, what? Like,
why her?
And then she just like ushered me forward and we got right on the ride and it was so nice.
That was nice.
And I like, it was like where I was like, thank you. Like a little tear fell out of my eyes a little bit as I was walking up.
Cool.
Just when you're so overwhelmed and then someone rescues you.
Good.
Yep. That was really cute.
Magic.
It was magical. It was a magical like cast member moment.
Fun.
I know.
Okay.
That was while you were on Tron because we had to do rider switch.
Okay. Did we both say our funnest moment?
Did we?
Did we both
you said
talk about
the roller coasters with George?
You both kind of talked about our funnest moment.
Okay. Let me think of
okay. What's
wait, I have more fun moments.
Okay.
Character dinings? Do you know what was so fun?
What?
Okay. After Pirates Land, George and James and I, Dallin was
Pirates
like,
Land.
I mean, Pirates of the Caribbean. George and James and I were in the gift shop and Dallin was kind of like holding Violet, kind of rocking her. She was falling asleep. So I was just like killing time in the gift shop. And it was when you went to the bathroom with James. So you went to the bathroom with James and me and George and Violet were standing next to this rando, like it's decorated with like crates and a parrot. It looks just like they decorated it for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Like a small building off the exit.
Yeah. And one of the walls has like pirate motif. And we're just standing there and this family comes up and they're like, has anyone seen a lobster? And I thought they thought like we had like taken their lobster. Like maybe because, well, I was like, no. And George was like, oh yeah, I know where that is. And I was like, I thought they were going to think like we had taken their toy lobster or something.
Oh.
And I was like, no, he doesn't. We haven't seen a lobster. And George was like, no, I know where the lobster is. And I'm like, my heart was like, crap, what are we going to do? But then he goes, the lobster's right here. And there's like a carved lobster on a barrel, like carved into the barrel. And the people walk over with this token and they put it on the lobster. And all of a sudden the whole pirate wall like lights up. The bird comes to life. There's like a projection and fog smoke coming out of the barrels. And me and the kids are like, what the heck just happened? And the people are like, oh, this is part of the treasure hunt. And we were like, say what? And they were like, yeah, it's a scavenger hunt. And George, that's like his thing. Like for every one of his birthdays, his whole life, we've always done scavenger hunts. Like he loves scavenger hunts.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, you just go over to that little shack shed. There's like a shed. There's not a sign on it. No one would know that this is like scavenger hunt central. And we walk in and it's got a cast member and screens and this wall of maps. And she pulls out a map and she's like, there's 8 scavenger hunts, but we're going to start you with this one. And we're like, it's like this whole world is just like opening up
that's
to
amazing.
Us. And we were like, what?
Yeah.
And so she hands us the map and she hands us a token. And she's like, your first clue, it's this cryptic clue. And it's all in like the Pirates of the Caribbean gift shop and around the gift shop and kind of like towards the treehouse. And these like things you like one of them was this old, like you look for the carving and they usually have a picture and you put it on the carving. One of them, a like life-size rowboat across, there's like a fence with woods and the robot was off in the woods and all of a sudden it flips up and a cannon erupts from behind us.
So cool.
We're just like, what? It's
so detailed.
Yeah. And it like leads you, there's like 8 clues and there's 8 different treasure hunts. Now that we knew about it, like once we knew about it, we could see people all over doing it.
Yeah.
We just had never known about
it. And what did you
nothing. You don't really win anything. It's just all 8. It's just so interesting and fun.
You didn't get something? I thought you got a little prize.
No, like at the end, it's just like you're like helping Captain Jack on this quest. So like every time you like get to a new checkpoint, Captain Jack talks or someone talks and eventually you help him find this thing. Like you just find the thing and it's not yours. Like it's just like a chest opens or whatever. You find this secret treasure.
That's so
maybe
cool.
You can
that's
get a prize. I'm not in it. There might be a prize at the end, but she wasn't like,
she said, if you do all of them,
maybe all something. 8, you get like a pin or something.
$1 off your purchase of 5,000 or more in the gift shop.
So much,
which money. Is easy to do.
I know it was George's birthday. So every gift shop, we were like, oh, I guess it's your birthday. I don't know. And then James was like, well, George is getting something. Can I? And we were like,
sure.
Guess it's your birthday.
Yeah. Kids don't understand if one sibling is getting something and the other one doesn't.
I mean, I think they have the ability to. I just didn't want Disney World to be the time that I taught them that.
Right. Well, yeah, like at their birthday party, they understand. The birthday kid opens their presents.
But like, it's hard to go and have your brother be getting presents at all the gift shops. Uh-huh. And we're like, it's not your birthday.
I know. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay. That's so cool.
James got
some fun Disney
presents.
Magic. Also, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween, trick-or-treating. Although there weren't characters at a lot of the candy stops like there was. I think Oogie Boogie Bash is still better.
So like we did the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party at Disney World. And it's like,
it's in Magic Kingdom.
It's huge. Like the line, because you have to like line up before you can get in. It was like a massive amount of people.
So hot too. Ugh.
But it's kind of, they're supposed to be comparable. And I think we ended up thinking the Disneyland version Oogie Boogie Bash was more fun. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just... Well, like, first of all, it's a smaller park, so it's easier to get around. I thought there were more, like, spooky characters.
Yeah.
And the
plus
lines
the treat trail on the Redwood Challenge trail gets turned into the spooky forest.
I get why it sold out so fast. Like, the first time we went, maybe everyone's discovering Oogie Boogie Bash as we are.
I don't know.
Because, like, our first year doing it, it was no big deal to get a ticket. And then this year... It literally...
No, it's because we were magic key holders and we got in for the pre-sale.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. Then silly us thinking we could easily buy another magic key, the cheap one, when Violet was a little older.
That's
we were
why
like,
we
don't need
get
to
in.
Renew. Yeah, that's why we got in so easily. Magic key holders get first access.
Magic Kingdom was... It was fun at Magic Kingdom. It was just like busier and bigger. So, and the lines to the treats were longer. And I felt like every treat trail at Disneyland had like... multiple candy checkpoints as well as like a character, an evil character, like dancing somewhere in that room.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like they had that here at Disney World.
Yeah. It's still cool though.
Also,
the
parade was like incredible. And the music like boo to you.
Yeah,
it was really good. I want to find the music. Cause it was great. It was like spooky, but not, it was like
the
theme
singers.
Is not so scary. Yeah. So
I like the, well, it starts with the Headless Horseman. That's the coolest part. And then the...
It was very similar.
The three singers from the Haunted Mansion.
But it was busier. So like when we did Oogie Boogie Bash, we did sit down pretty early, but...
It was
like
easy to get a...
Looking around,
spot,
it looked super... Even during the parade, like it would have been easy to squeeze forward and get a spot. Maybe just because we weren't on the main drag at Disneyland. We were kind of at the...
Kind of were.
Yeah, we kind of were.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It just felt so much busier at Disney.
It did feel
World.
More busy.
Like the after hours party. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to go back for that. I would go to Disneyland again.
We'll probably talk more about this in a little bit, but we have decided we like Disneyland and California Adventure more than Disney World, at least while kids are this young.
I never thought I would say that because I'm so nostalgic for Disney World. And I feel sad kind of like coming to this realization because I was so loyal. But I just think maybe just with a family, but also just with us, like it's so easy. It felt like Disney World, like going back with my grown up brain with kids, felt like they have like all this empty space where at Disneyland, it would have been like ride, 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 ride. Whereas at Disney World, it's kind of like ride, some food, some shops. And then like over here is another ride. And it takes a long time to go from one to the other. Or to get from like, even the kingdoms are just huge to begin with. Like we never went to Dinoland USA at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. And we didn't even make it all the way up to the,
we didn't even, like we walked around that park all freaking day.
Yeah.
We were there from like 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
It's such a giant machine that you get thrown into. And we like
didn't even do it all, even outside of dialing. We didn't even get to the tree. Like, we didn't even watch Bug's Life.
Yeah.
We did do the safari twice, though. I don't know.
Yeah, that was fun. We really took advantage of Genie Plus.
We did.
We straight up used that.
I cannot imagine not going.
I know, man.
Not having it. Like, we tried once at Disneyland and we were like, this sucks.
We tried waiting in lines.
One day and we went to Small World, and you can see like people, the Small World line was like 30 minutes and like, it's not worth it. Okay. Like,
I know.
Peter Pan, for unknown reasons in my brain, is worth, I'll wait an hour. Like, I don't care. I need to go on Peter Pan, even though it's like the ricketyest experience.
Yeah. The line is almost cooler than the ride.
The line was cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I need to ride Disneyland. I think Disneyland has redone their Peter Pan more recently than Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like what my memories was telling me. Disney World, like, they need to oil that thing up. It is screechy.
It stopped once. It just like, there's no slowdown. It's just like,
like, Violet like flew forward. I had to, she would have been fine, but like, I like grabbed her instinctually because it stopped so fast, mm-hmm. and we lurched forward. And then when it starts again, it was like, it doesn't feel like, you know how sometimes at Disney World, you're like, they do everything so well. Like, everything is just so over the top and good and like technologically savvy.
That's how I felt with Guardians of the Galaxy. That's
for sure. Like, a lot it's of like, the things.
They gave the Imagineers unlimited money. They were like, make the coolest roller coaster you can.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
But like that Peter Pan ride, I was like, how, this has slipped through the cracks somehow. Like, they have not. They
well, I felt that way about Dinoland forever, and they just announced that they're turning it into
Encanto.
They're turning it into what? The Americas?
No one cares. It's going to be Encanto.
But a lot of it is Encanto. Yeah.
What would be North America? Like Brother Bear? Oh,
maybe they do like South Brother America. Bear. Central America.
Oh, so like,
you know how each, there's an Asia. Will it be like Africa.
Coco and Encanto?
I don't know.
I want Epcot. I need them to expand the lands.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mexico, like they could do more. Like they have like the Donald Duck boat ride, the Three Caballeros, which for unknown reasons is also great. Like you're in it and you're like, this isn't that great. But you get off and you're like, maybe I'll ride that again.
Ride that one again. It's only 5 minutes.
Yeah.
5 minute wait.
I think they should have, I guess they're doing Encanto somewhere else, but they could do like so much with Coco and have like, mm-hmm. this whole like Day of the Dead, multiple rides. I don't know.
Okay. Let's talk about the bad.
The
worst part.
The plane ride, I think the worst part about flying with Violet is like the lead up is the dread of being like, this could be the worst. I could be walking into the worst. And then it ended up being, it wasn't the worst. Like when you're in it, it's just kind of like, I always just say to myself, eventually everyone falls asleep eventually.
Yeah. And she did.
And it might not be on this plane ride,
especially
but
when
eventually,
you wake up at 5 a.m.
Eventually everyone falls asleep. Like she has developed this new scream that is just like ear splitting. And she goes from happy to ear splitting scream. There's no in between land. And like, it's a lot. Like people are like looking back, and I don't know what it is about like other people watching you in like a tantrum moment with your child that feels so like mortifying and embarrassing and like vulnerable and terrifying, but it's just like the worst. I just try and like block that out, and I just pretend it's just me and Violet in this plane, and there's not a person sitting next to me like miserable because of us.
Yeah.
It was so bad. Oh, the worst for me though was I got a stomach virus the morning of our flight.
Ugh. You were throwing up on the plane.
I woke up. So our flight was we had to leave at 5 a.m. and I woke up at 2 a.m. immediately needing to like run to the bathroom and throw up. And then it was just like every 40 minutes for like 6 hours.
Sucks.
It was bad. Luckily,
and then I found medicine in my backpack.
I mean, like, luckily our flight from St. George to Salt Lake wasn't very full. So like Dallin, there was an empty seat in front of Dallin, and I eventually went to that seat because I was throwing up and I just didn't want to throw up next to someone I didn't know. I just thought they wouldn't like that either. Mm-hmm. And then we had a 4-hour layover in Salt Lake and I just laid on the floor. I don't even know what was happening. I was out of it. I just laid on the floor with my eyes closed.
You didn't sleep well the night before either.
Right. I think I fell asleep on the floor. George and James watched their iPads and Dallin walked around with Violet. And then Dallin, it was like a visitation from an angel. Like Dallin just came over and he was like, I found Zofran. And I was like, what? You had just had like 4 Zofran pills. Cause I have leftover Zofran from being pregnant. And when we travel, like we're always struck by like a stomach bug. So we've like given like half of a little Zofran to the kids to keep them from like compulsively and explosively vomiting for hours. Doctors have approved this treatment. And so we just had it we had forgotten it was in our backpack and it like saved the day because I was like going to crawl onto the plane. Just does this magical thing. If you've ever had like uncontrollable nausea and you take a Zofran, it's just like, you don't feel all the way better, but it just feels like you were like, somehow like you're just better. Like you can walk instead of crawl.
That's good.
And I always get like, the first time I got sick at an airport was like 10 years ago. And it was so bad because I had to crawl through security. And I just am so terrified of being sick at airports ever since that day. Dallin literally, I didn't know this, but he told everyone I was so scared of flying. He told me this after and everyone was being really nice. And they were like, you're going to be okay, sweetheart. As I literally, the security line, like the zigzag, I was pulling myself hands and knees on the ground. And I thought they just knew I was sick, but everyone thought I was just so scared I couldn't walk. That was like 8 years ago.
I didn't want to think they were going to
And I just
sick.
Felt like the Zofran. I knew I thought I felt like I was going to have to do that again. And I was just like not mentally prepared for that because it's so mortifying and embarrassing to like crawl when you could normally walk. And it's just like not the time to crawl. I don't know. And then you gave me the Zofran and I could walk. It was a miracle.
Okay. The bad for me, the worst part.
So the bad was I got sick.
Here's the bad part for me. I build up so much excitement and anticipation for big trips like this that I build up so many expectations of it going perfectly and us having the most beautiful, seamless, perfect family time.
You're a dreamer.
I'm a dreamer. I'm thinking big.
You're like Joseph.
And I forget the reality of what it's like
Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat, Joseph. Do you know that song? There's like a song about him being a dreamer.
Yeah. Yes, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't leave a lot of space for, you know, what it's like to travel with kids, especially a 2-year-old where they're not in their normal environment, not sleeping in their normal bed, their time zone changed, and it's just a lot of stimulation, and they don't have their normal foods where they normally eat it, and it's just a lot of new stuff, mainly for Violet, the 2-year-old.
It just basically...
And it just... The first night, like Violet screaming a lot of the night. My anxiety is pretty bad when I'm woken up at night. And my mind immediately runs to, our day is going to be ruined tomorrow. I've been looking forward to this forever. It's bad and it's not going good. And we spent so much money on this trip and now it's all wasted. And letting all these thoughts get the best of me. And just like letting it ruin my attitude, and that doesn't do great things for Ashley's happiness levels either.
Like, it becomes like this gateway to every issue we have as a couple. So like there's that like spark, the bad moment of Violet not sleeping and you being kind of like frustrated and short, and then it like leads to this fight that somehow drags in every marital issue we've ever had. Which is not fun. And then like the whole next day is just like how you feel when you have like this huge fight that you've just been through. And then like
in the middle,
but
of
you
the
still
night.
Have to go to the park. Like it doesn't get super resolved. And then you go spend a day at a theme park. And then it happens again every night, like Groundhog's Day.
Well, I don't know why I simply can't tell myself, it's okay, you'll go back to sleep and you can still function
you
even if you
mantra.
Don't get your 6-7
hours.
Everyone sleeps
eventually.
And
even you, everyone
sleeps
eventually.
I don't
know eventually.
Why it started. I mean, obviously it sucks and you're not running on all cylinders after a night of crappy rest, but
there's so
this
much
start
coffee.
When I like...
There's so much Coca-Cola.
Well, coffee, it's just, it's not like it fixes it. It just makes me anxious and
just drink more. Then you can, that's what I tell myself.
I don't know if it started when I was still going now to my 9 to 5. Now I deserve Joffrey's coffee. And I was afraid of not performing well in my sales job if I'm groggy or whatever, but we work for ourselves now. I don't know why it's not so easy for me to just be like, oh, whatever, I'll take it. I'll just
sleep. Well, like it ended up being fine too, because it was so freaking hot.
I get,
like we slept in and then we kind of left later and then the cool evening came sooner.
Yeah, but I do not do well with, you know.
Right. So in a nutshell, Violet didn't sleep and it kind of sparked us to have just, you know, just a fight every night about everything we've ever fought about. Somehow, I don't know how one thing becomes everything. And then by the end of the trip, I don't know, I kind of felt emotionally dead.
Me too.
But then from that emotional death, we had a really good day because there were no expectations. Yeah. And literally we had had like everything bad that could have happened between me and Dallin kind of happened.
There we go.
And like after you have like a 4-night fight, because you can't fight during the day because you're at Disneyland, right? So you have like, then you get home from Disneyland and you're like being at Disneyland all day in 100-degree weather and 100% humidity with 3 kids is like really fun, but it's also really like it drains your tank. So then you get home and like one thing happens and then you have the whole night to fight again. And then, but then we hit this point, like it was a long trip. It was 9 days. By day 7, I feel like we hit this point where we were like, there's literally nothing to fight about anymore. Like we've hit every topic and like we've done almost every park and all we have left is this one day at Hollywood Studios. And we just kind of like did it all. And it kind of felt like we had left a war zone and then did Hollywood Studios and we had no expectations. Mm-hmm. And pretty much felt like it was going to suck.
No expectations is probably the key phrase right there.
And that was our trip. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
I don't know if we'll go back for a long time.
Well, I think our kind of like our the thought that we both kind of resonated with was Disneyland. I don't know.
Instead of forking out $2,500 for plane tickets to fly all the way there, when it's a simple 5-hour drive for us.
Rent a car costs like...
Yeah, renting a car, plane tickets, hotel, all that stuff versus like $100 in gas to drive there.
I think we'll just be Disneyland.
I think we'll just go to Disneyland for the foreseeable future.
So chill to go to both parks. It's really easy to... And then they're both in the same place. You don't have to park hop. Like park hopping is literally hopping. You just walk over.
Just walk over.
Versus like a tram ride. Yeah.
Out this giant parking lot to your car.
The parking lots are so big.
Drive forever. Not forever. It's like 10 minutes and then the parking park in another parking lot. That takes an hour out of your day just getting to a different park if you want to park hop.
The parking lot at Disney World is just so vast. It's not a structure. It's just like this football.
And they all don't have the trams running right now.
No. Such a long walk.
Walk the distance
of
the
black asphalt, like
so hot.
Dude, tarmac.
The heat, I think, was right up there with like the things that were eaten at me.
I've never done parking at Disney World because my family always
ridden the bus.
We just did the buses from the campground when we stay at the campground. The
buses do drop you off right at the front.
That like ruined my day.
It did.
Because you park at the back, like there's, because the attendants like tell you where to park. So if you happen to come where they're starting a new, you have to turn down and be the first person of the new line.
At the very end of the parking lot. Yeah.
You drive almost like a mile down. So it's the biggest parking lot. And then you have to walk
all the way back. Just to catch the tram.
Just to get on the tram. And it's, newsflash, it's not working.
I just had this feeling like I am thrown into this system. When you go to Disney World, you're thrown into this tourist trap system where they obviously it's magical and so cool and so
much, Florida?
But they are catering to people from all over the world who with this tourism trip budget,
it's so
that they're doing like once in a lifetime trip going to Disney World, and you're thrown into this huge cog of machine,
which we love,
which is magical in so many ways, but also it's
literally pay to be a part of it.
Chew you up and spit you out too.
I know.
It's a lot.
I feel anyway. Like Disneyland is easier and the rides are closer together, and I love California Adventure. They don't call it that anymore, do they?
California Adventure.
People call Disney's it like California DCA. Adventure.
Yeah.
I think more, it used to be kind of like California Adventure. Now everyone calls it DCA.
I don't know why. Why isn't it just all Disneyland?
Oh, no. You know what it is? I always call Disneyland the Magic Kingdom. And everyone's like, what do you mean the Magic Kingdom? All these like Utah people who've never been to Disney World. I'm like, the Magic Kingdom and California Adventure. And you're they're
weirdo.
Like,
you Disney adult weirdo.
No, they're like, you mean Disneyland? Yeah. Like, no, Magic Kingdom. It's the kingdom.
I don't know why they're two different parks, honestly.
I don't know either.
So maybe you can just so you can pay for two tickets and have to park hop.
Well, they made one and then they made the other. Get
the park hopper option. The most upsell.
Genius thing they ever did was split the park into two when they expanded it.
I guess so. Okay. Well, thanks for joining us, you guys. Send any questions you have. We didn't do any emails this time. We'll do more emails next time. Thank you for all your emails. Love getting them. We will do emails next podcast. ISNHST, which is an acronym for I should not have said that.
In case you didn't know, that's the name of our podcast.
ISNHSTpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks. Love you. See you next time.